Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the characteristics. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think this is a story from the fall about your son Hunter. For Russians is engaged as near as human said.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know you'd ask it. I have no response.
It's the last ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
50 former intelligence officials have cleared me. 4 days left and all of a sudden there's a laptop. And you know what we know? We know that the FBI had that laptop in 2019 and did nothing. We know that these 50 former intelligence officials are as credible as, well, pick whatever analogy you want. They are not credible. And how many times did Biden say that? It's a smear campaign. Welcome, folks. It's not a smear campaign when it's real. I want to talk about, in this first segment, what we are witnessing right now. And I've been talking about this around the periphery for quite some time. Understand how powerful a government has to feel to attack a billionaire. That's number one, and particularly one who made it to the presidency. Somebody that they handpicked because they said, we'll beat him. People won't like him. Now, look, it's one thing to go after a billionaire by him or herself, given his or her resources. You and I both know there are things that you could do to me that I go, well, I can't go get an attorney because I can't afford it or whatever. A billionaire, go, put some money on it. Get an investigator. Follow them until the day is long. Put somebody on them. I want to know every bit of dirt. Give me a private investigator. I want to know everything about them. I want to know everything about the people they're associated with. I want to look into all their businesses. Can you imagine the resources that a billionaire has at their disposal to target someone? But the government said, you know what, we're going to pick on this billionaire. He's easy. He's had bankruptcies. He's had lawsuits. He's had all kinds of things, and they did. So they went after his taxes, and they're still doing it to this day. They're talking about, oh, Trump overestimated on certain buildings or whatever, so we need to arrest him. I dare you to go look at any member of Congress and see if you can't find 20% of the Congress people or judges or whatever who've done whatever they are claiming Trump is doing. I'm not making excuses for any of it. I'm just saying, show me what these other people haven't done that Trump's done. It's not going to exist. Then there were bimbo eruptions, right? Oh, Trump said he'd grab them by the naughty bits. Oh, and our, you know, we get tested, right? Our sensibilities are tested because Trump dare tell you the truth that if you're a powerful man with a lot of money, many women will say, do whatever you want. I don't care. I know. Oh, my gosh. He's so gross. Then, worse than that, they target the Trump children. The people who are supposed to be off limits in campaigns, not Trump's kids. They're front and center. Now, you can argue, Kevin, they're adults. Let me tell you, so are Malia and Sasha. What have you heard about them? So's Hunter Biden. What are they doing for that crackhead? Are they going after him? Are they investigating? Are they doing their media jobs and journalistic responsibility and telling you exactly what's going on with Hunter Biden? The short answer is, of course not. Back to billionaires. Billionaires like Trump know how to fight. Trump has been the subject of multiple lawsuits. Most of them are frivolous. And you know what he does? He says, either pay it off because it's a nuisance suit or fight it. And he's been honed, literally made like he was like the Greeks disassembled him so he could come into the moment of 2016 and show us exactly how dirty, filthy, and scummy this government is. Trump was hardened. And knowing this, Democrats still picked a fight, knowing all the dirt that he might have on them and their DC deviance, and they still targeted Trump for extinction. Where do you fit? Where do you think if you open your big mouth, things are going to go? I open my big mouth because I look at it as, what are you going to do to me? You're going to throw me in jail? Whatever you do to me, I promise I will have so much character built up that it won't impact me. I'll be like that dude in the hurricane, you know, that they, the boxer. I'll go in there and you will not get inside of my head, no matter what. I hate the idea of prison. I do. If I went, you know, for some reason, I'd be, you're just because that's just what happens. But if I went because you put me there for the wrong reasons, man, I would have a mind of steel. I'd be running that joint. Anyway, the Democrats got Trump politically, and now they got to get him personally. They must have him declared a pariah. He cannot be canonized by us because that will absolutely destroy them. Everything that's happening right now lends itself to the other thing. So this is why they are so happy that they have gotten so many people to turn on Trump. Trump actually said, you know what? There is no constitution. If you allow this to happen, you might as well throw it out. And guess what? They seized on it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I waited a while to tell you who I am, but most of you know. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Trump took the heat for the entire MAGA movement, a.k.a. Tea Party 2.0. So destroying Trump means continuing that work that the Democrats and Republicans did to destroy the Tea Party, then destroy the MAGA people. But I suspect that the Democrats are going to get a rude awakening when they figure out that MAGA just won't die. And the reason that MAGA just won't die is because the Democrats have been found out, and there's another hero in the conservative movement.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trump brought the art of the deal, but Musk is bringing something very different. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's better. And I'm not talking about in terms of the politics. I think Trump was the perfect thing to bring in politics because he was all about making it happen. And when you think about making it happen, building buildings and resorts and things like that, you know, when I get a piece of ground, at the end of the day, I need to have an X-story building. You've got plans and architect. It's out there. You know what's got to happen. You got a timeline. You want to get inside of that timeline. You know how much budget you have and so on and so forth. Boom, it's done. But I think Elon Musk is going to prove to be a greater adversary to the Democrats than 50 Trumps. Because Musk is a visionary. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Musk is a visionary. See, Musk is the guy who said, I'm going to revolutionize the car industry and build a car that has never been built. It's going to run on electric. Why? Because that seems to be what the public has wanted. That's where the shift is going. He anticipated this years in advance. Guys, I remember looking at Popular Mechanics, looking at the car that what became the Tesla, And I said, wow. But I'll be honest. I went, I don't think this guy's going to do this. They're not going to let him. They're going to pull Tucker? The Tucker car or whatever that the GM and Ford and all them conspired and they shut it down. I said, it's not going to happen. Elon Musk said, I'm going to build an electric car. Well, you want to know what is the most quintessential electric car? When you think electric car, what do you think? You think Tesla. So then Elon Musk said, you know what? I'm going to look at the next thing. This whole green energy thing. So forget the electric car. That's just a mechanical being. What I'm going to really look at is the battery technology, and he's revolutionizing it. I'm going to tell you, I bet you the patents this guy holds in battery technology, he's got everybody paying. Eveready, Rayovac, all of them. They're probably paying him. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm telling you what I suspect. Because if you've got an electric car with the type of power that his cars have to generate, you've got to do something revolutionary. To get something to take something 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, and push it down the road for 300 miles or whatever amount of mileage with a little bitty battery pack, you better have something going on. So can you imagine what that is? And right now we're thinking about it in terms of, okay, it's in all the cars. When the renewables get to the point where the battery technology happens a lot faster, in other words, you can store power faster and deliver it quicker, and you don't need as much sunlight, not only is his battery going to be in all the cars, it's going to be in all the homes. Have you heard of Tesla in the home? Well, it's there. This is just a few of the things he's done. Then let's look at what he decided to do with satellites. He said, you know what? I'm going to build a company that will take my stuff to space. And I'm going to build Starlink, I think is what it's called. And I'm going to revolutionize how we deliver information to people all around the world. In fact, he opened up Ukraine because of one of his satellites. I mean, this is the Kingsman crap if I've ever seen it. Hey, Elon, can I bounce off of one of your satellites, bro? Sure. You guys remember the movie Kingsman with Valentine? But, I mean, the dude is thinking way into the future. That's not Trump. Trump is a down-to-earth, blue-collar dude who says, I'll build you a building, I'll build you a resort. You know, I'll put my name on a few things. I'll negotiate the art of the deal. But he's used to rolling up his sleeves, working with union guys and people like that. Musk is light years ahead. And that's the problem with the Democrats and Musk, is he thinks huge. And that's why he spent $44 billion, way too much, to buy Twitter. Because he was like, Kevin Jackson, you don't know what I'm going to do with it. And I'll fall on the sword. Because I was going, man, come on, Elon, buy it for 10, man. Buy it for 10, let me run it. Woo! If I'd known where he was going, I told you, I admitted this. I said, I don't know where he's going with this. I didn't even think about all the data that they had, all the things that Twitter had done and what the expose could be, and the fact that Elon Musk could be writing. This guy is going to be, they're going to be making movies and writing book after book after book on the stories that this guy has. He's got whatever amount of data. What are they, 10, 12, 15 years old, I asked the other day? However old Twitter is, when they got to the point where they realized how much power they had, when the politicians started going, hey, listen, we'd like to talk to you. You know, it's kind of like when you invent something and the military comes in and says, oh, yeah, we're going to confiscate this technology. That's what they did. They confiscated the technology of social media. And you know what the left did? They went along because they go along to get along. That's how you get the money. You know, if you don't go along to get along, if you call a skank, you lose the money. Because that's standing on principle. So, Musk buys Twitter and breaks what isn't even the biggest story, because we've already known what's going on, folks. This isn't something new to us. We've known. But I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. Donald Trump was targeted. He's a billionaire. Worse than that, he's a billionaire who got an inside look because he became president. And you know what the Democrats and the establishment, Republicans and Democrats did? They took him out. They didn't care how much money he had. But see, Trump is a chili pimping billionaire. Chili pimping billionaire. Trump compared to Elon Musk. I'm just being honest with you. He doesn't know jack. Elon Musk is worth what? $250 billion? I think he's considered now next to King Solomon, the second richest guy to ever live. So if that's the case, what does he know? He's in the information gathering business. This guy's got people that are at the leading edge, even the bleeding edge of technology in every single thing that they do. And you want to jack with him? And now he's bought into the inner sanctum. Not a sports team. No, he bought a social media juggernaut. And you know what people are going to be saying about Facebook? Who? What? What's that? When you don't get your news on Facebook anymore, when you can now come, I don't know what Elon Musk is going to do. I hope he does something competitive to Facebook, or certainly he's putting pressure on him. I'll put it this way. I'd sell Facebook short, because what Elon Musk is doing is he's making people have to pay attention to him. You want to look at all the media outlets? Look at them, because they are going to suffer. How brave is this guy? What a service has he done for America and the world? Hey, Nobel Peace Prize Committee, is this thing on? I know who deserves this prize next time around, and I know who deserves a lot of other honors. It's Elon Musk. Because when they took Trump out, and they're still trying to, Elon Musk said, I'm your Huckleberry. That's just my game. Democrats are caught again. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New CDC data shows flu hospitalizations and deaths are on the rise. The health agency says hospitals are being stressed with a high number of people with other respiratory illnesses like RSV and COVID. House and Senate leaders on Tuesday awarded congressional gold medals to police who protected the Capitol during the riots on January 6. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says they protected many from harm.
These brave men and women in uniform stood strong in the line of duty for our country, and we're forever grateful for that. This congressional gold medal commemorates their courage, professionalism, and patriotism.
Before leaving for Phoenix, Arizona, where President Biden will give a speech on the economy, the president said he has no time to visit the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Brett, you followed this. You're a former U.S. attorney. You worked on Capitol Hill, a senior position on the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know, we have Elizabeth Warren saying that now, Elon Musk is just in some cave making these decisions, but he's revealing the truth here. What strikes you about this story and the emails and texts that were revealed tonight?
We'll get back to the answer for that question from a person who has served, Brett Toman, who knows what he's talking about in this respect. But understand this, folks. Democrats are caught again. And their response? Admit nothing, deny, then attack. That's what the Democrats will do. They will admit to nothing. Oh, what, Twitter jail? I don't even know what you're talking about. So the most ignored story over the weekend and this week so far is the lack of coverage by the mainstream media about the biggest story in modern history. It's just nothing more than a follow-on to the other big stories. Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, and the Hunter Biden laptop and all this other. We've known about this stuff. We've known that the Democrats are liars. We've known that Hillary Clinton was the impetus for the fake witch hunt of Donald Trump. And I could go on. It isn't, nothing we're going to say here is new. The only thing that Elon Musk did is he says, now guess what I just bought? You ever been to a garage sale and you get something, you're like, whoa, you open a box that you, or you go to these, U-Haul things where they do the auctions and you open up a box and you're, I didn't know this was in here. I didn't know there was all these coins and old currencies. It's worth $100,000. Well, in this case, $44 billion. Elon bought the storage unit, started opening up boxes, and went, you guys aren't going to believe it. I know who shot Kennedy. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, let me tell you what I know. I know there are people in garages right now, because I've had people tell me, Kevin, we're mechanics and we listen to your show. I want to give a shout out to you fellas. Multiple places, by the way. They put my show on as the guys are working in the garage and they, pay homage to me. I can't thank you guys enough. By the way, I would love to hear from you. I'll give your garage a shout out. I'll give your business a shout out. Let me know who you are. I mean, and tell me specifically if you want me to do that, because I don't want to out you in case you don't have the cojones to say you listen to Kevin Jackson. But if you do and you want me to call you out, I promise you, give us a shout. Contact us either at the Kevin Jackson Network or 844-551-8255, and we'll get you I'll give you a shout out. I want to know who's listening. Anyway, here's the deal. Twittergate surprises nobody. Repeat, nobody. We all knew what was out there. Joe Biden making his denials. You know, we got 50 former intelligence officials, and then we got all these great people that are saying there's nothing there. You know what's funny? Joe Biden is relying on other people to tell us that what he knows happened didn't happen. Joe Biden didn't say, listen, I don't care how many people come out here and say I did something. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I didn't do it. And I don't need 50 former intelligence officers. That's when you know he's lying. Let me ask you, since when have you ever used that as your, the only time you use that as your excuse is if the cops come and you say, I was at a party and there were at least 100 people there. You can check it out. But Joe Biden, they gin up. There's 54. See, here's the thing. With Joe Biden's lie that he didn't have anything to do, there was no laptop, that this didn't happen, it wasn't like it was a party and everybody saw Hunter there and Hunter had his laptop with him the whole time. That laptop never left his sight. I can vouch for that. It was attached to his back. It was a big hump. No. None of those people knew anything about Hunter's laptop. So what do? They say, the Democrats send out a letter and says, hey, will you sign this letter saying you've checked this laptop out, blah, blah, blah. None of them had checked it out. They're liars. The FBI had it from 2019 and did nothing. So, in other words, for Joe Biden to cover up his own lie, he gets other people to do it. He'll vouch for me. Those guys will vouch for me. They know nothing about him. They knew nothing about the laptop. That's when you know they're lying. Because, see, if you had said to me that my son, any of them, had a laptop that they left in some drunken stupor and didn't get it out of the thing, and I knew it was a fact, in fact, a lie, I don't need anybody to bolster it. I'd say, I'll tell you what, why don't you put that laptop front and center, let anybody you want take a look at it, and it'll guarantee you that it is not Hunter's laptop. In my case, my kid's laptop. Guarantee you. Put it out there. Give it to anybody you want. But I want independent services to independently look at it. And you tell me that's my son's laptop. Joe Biden didn't do that. No, he relied on the establishment to give him cover. Now, see, I don't have to be a genius to know that he's a liar. You know what was trending on Twitter over the weekend and on Monday? Biden crime family. And lock him up. This is on a site that is still dominated by leftists. And oh, by the way, you want to know what these suckers are doing? They still deny. You know what they do? They deflect. Well, why don't you look into the emails between Fox and Trump? Okay, what's that got to do with anything? Trump's not president. Trump isn't being accused of colluding with the Russians any longer. Trump isn't the one whose laptop maybe shows that Joe Biden is the big guy and getting money for what he helped Hunter set up. Donald Trump isn't the one who's potentially got America's foreign policy for sale. As I asked the other day, why isn't Biden saying anything negative to China with all these harsh lockdowns, these draconian measures over a disease that, as I will prove, I have a video of this. Go to your nearest CVS or your Walgreens or anything else, your urgency care. You know what they're advertising for right now? Flu shots. You can't find a COVID sign anywhere near. There's no driving down the highway with the big highway signs that go, be sure to get your vaccine or 7 million vaccinated. No signs at all about it. Why? You know why. Nobody is surprised by Twittergate. And one of my friends said, you want to know why you know Twittergate is a big deal? Because the media isn't covering it. So I say this. Demand that Jake Tapper and I can't even name Anderson Cooper, all these CNN and MSNBC and CBS, all these talking heads demand that every single one of them who made, because we have the montage of the Hunter Biden laptop. Hunter Biden is a stand-up guy. Hunter Biden, we should probably play that. Maybe we'll play it coming into the next segment. But demanded every single one of them be held accountable. Tweet to them, Twittergate, hashtag Twittergate, and target only the fake news media hacks. Force them to acknowledge what we've already known. Force them to have to cover. Let them know we are watching you. We are targeting you. You are not going to get away with this. We are going to make sure you understand what Twittergate is. How many of these stories have we had, folks, over the past 6 years? How many big stories where we knew Russian collusion was a lie? And we knew this attempt to impeach Trump was a lie. We knew that these investigations they're lodging. Trump University, for goodness sakes. Trump University. A real estate class. And, oh, well, people didn't make millions in real estate. Shocker. Shocker that people didn't make millions in real estate. Have you looked at anybody else's real estate classes? You want to know how you make millions in real estate? The same way you make millions in anything else. You get off your butt and you do it, and you're going to get the school of hard knocks, and you're going to get the crap kicked out of you. You're going to get up, and you're going to fight, and you're going to have persistence, and at some point, you're going to make it. You want to figure out how to do it in insurance sales? I can tell you how to do it. You're going to get your teeth kicked in. You're going to get beat up. You're going to, you know, you make a lot of mistakes over the 10 years. And finally, with persistence and hard work and good ethics, the good things are going to come. That's how it works. Now, for Democrats, they look for the shortcuts. But the Democrats target Trump University like it's some real university. Look at the real university system. Why aren't they targeting that nonsense where 60% of black kids drop out? Why hasn't that been targeted? How many of them go on to become, quote, successes because of that? Do you know 72% of people who go to college don't even use their degrees? How about you look at that? That's abject failure. But no. Trump University, man. Woo-hoo-hoo, that Donald Trump. He's promising and not delivering. Anyway, force Democrats to show that their party stole the last few elections and then ginned up January 6th as a cover-up. I would love to see more information come off of Twitter around all this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino
Tax Drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found
no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
You can't play that clip enough because it just goes to show you how many people. By the way, there were people on Fox News saying the same thing. So don't think that it was just, it was all these folks were complicit.
Oh, Hunter Biden, there's no proof there. There's no proof.
There was plenty of proof. And God forbid you look at the timeline, 2019, the FBI had this. I think Christopher Wray needs to be, the FBI director, needs to be held to task. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. When Democrats folks aren't lying about the news, pardon me, they're suppressing the truth. You know, lie by omission. There's a thing here that fascism is government and non-government people and entities colluding to interfere with an election and censor free speech. That is exactly what we have going on. They censored us, kicked us off. And by the way, don't tell me if you are anybody that's had any real inner workings with social media. I guarantee you, you had the conversation of, I'm not sure if we can put that because we'll probably get kicked off. I don't know if we can say it that way. Let's try to phrase it in such a way that you can't, when you're doing that, it means you can't speak freely. And I know for a fact, we had meetings here in my organization where people are like, well, Kevin, when you say stuff, man, you got to. And I'm going, well, what do you want me to do? Look, I'm a pundit. This is what I do. I speak about the stuff that I notice, I observe, and I go, hey, here's my take. Why should I have to, let me water this down so it's more palatable. I can't even tell you guys the number of man hours we spent going, well, I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure. Let's take a look at to the point of ad nauseum. Either I'm going to speak freely or I'm not going to speak. And as I said, the Fox News, you're not going to tell me what to say. You're not going to tell me how to say it. And for the record, I tweeted it, and I tweeted it as a private citizen. So if you think you're going to intimidate, no, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I went off on a little bit of a tangent, didn't I? How many times, folks, have they done this? How many times did they, when there was a topic, you want to work backwards? Say something wrong about the vaccine. Talk about ivermectin as a possible workaround. Talk about hydroxychloroquine. Talk about other potential remedies that had nothing to do with getting that vaccine, you were kicked off. Say anything negative against the vaccine. Talk about Fauci. Talk about the establishment, the FDA, the CDC, in the wrong way. You're all kicked off. Use the terms Wu flu, China virus, etc. You'll get your warnings. I mean, all this was reason to be kicked off. Talk about the real efficacy of these vaccines, the after effects, the deaths or whatever. You were immediately censored. I mean, it was insane. You want to go backwards from there? I mean, talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. We're covering that now. Anything you say that had to do with, let's take a look at this, whatever. Nope. Talk about January 6th. Say that it wasn't legit. I can give you item after item after item. And by the way, aren't you curious as to what Elon Musk is going to be able to tell us about the censorship around COVID? The censorship around vaccines? The correspondence between Hillary Clinton's campaign and Twitter? The correspondence between Barack Obama's DOJ and Twitter? the correspondence between the FBI and Twitter, the NSA and others asking for your data, asking for people to be curtailed, to be, are you kidding? This is a treasure trove of information. And as I mentioned before, Elon Musk is no Trump. Elon Musk plays the long game as good as anybody. And I'm really curious to see how this shakes out. So I ask, how many times have you think the Democrats have given us either completely wrong information, like the Biden family, Joe Biden, 50 former intelligence officers have said this about me, or how many times did they lie by omission? How many times have the Democrats said, when they ask about Hunter Biden, no comment, you take that up with the Justice Department. You mean that crooked Justice Department run by Christopher Wray and others? Remember John Brennan and James Clapper? Where are they? Just out of curiosity, where are they right now? Oh, by the way, there was a Hunter Biden spotting. He was at the Kennedy Center Honors. And you know what reporters ask him? They ask him about Twittergate. And you know what he did? He just smiled and waved. Smile and wave. That's what they tell you to do. Smile and wave. We're going to get you out of it. Don't worry, pal. We'll call the New York Times. We'll figure it out. All these people are complicit. They are nothing more than active arms of the Democratic. They're Democratic operatives, lobbyists for the Democratic Party, and liars. You want to count the lies? I'll give you. Let's start with this. The big guy, Joe Biden, he lied. The FBI had this notebook, had this laptop since 2019, well before the election. And you know what the Democrats said? It's only 4 days. They're talking about this laptop coming, man. I mean, this is crazy. This is all crazy talk. This is a conspiracy. This is nothing more than a misinformation and a hack job, blah, 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 blah. They lied. FBI lied. The NSA lied. The CIA lied. Go get with Brennan. Go get with Clapper. They should all be in prison right now. The social media run Gestapo, including Google. How many of us have been kicked off of YouTube? I got kicked off of YouTube 5 years ago for doing nothing. Do you know I can't access any of my videos? Any. We didn't even archive them. We thought they'll be on there forever. It's in the cloud. Nope. Not if a social media Gestapo run organization decides it's not going to be. But they lied. The DNC lied. All the media have lied. How many? Look, if you want to understand how tough we are as conservatives, I tell you, if you can fight back against this and still keep a smile on your face and still go out there and do what you do every single day, you are the strongest person on the planet. Here's what I also want to know. Where's the legislation to demand that all tech firms reestablish all the people who were kicked off until a real evaluation occurs? I want every one of us back on. I want YouTube to put me back on with all my data and all my people. I want Facebook to put me back on. In light of what we just learned, there should be congressional hearings about this. In fact, I'll tell you what, don't be surprised if I'm up on the Hill talking about this very issue. I'm going to push it. I want back on with all my content. And more than that, I want compensation for recompense, because these guys stopped the flow of my money. They did it with Steven Crowder. They did it with every one of us. They knew that our message was resonating and we could make money off of our message, and they decided to stop it. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.